Hello, my friend. I'm Sean, your guide on a new adventure through the world of meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how focusing your awareness can help you feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all explained through your favourite game franchises like Pokemon and Stardew Valley. To find out more, follow the link in the description. Do you ever groan internally when you know that you have to deal with someone you don't like? How do we get over disliking a part of our job, a chore, or even a person? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal, Sean. And I wanted to start by saying last week's competition is still open. If you would like any prize from me within reason, then listen to the first three episodes of my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Leave a review and then send me an email. It really is that easy. You can ask for one-to-one coaching. You can ask to get your art or book promoted here, whatever you want. Again, within reason, if it's against the law or beyond my powers as an Irishman with a mindfulness podcast, then I will have to gently invite you to pick something else. But only three people have entered, so you've got a great chance of winning. So why not pause the podcast here and enter now? Imagine you're settling down for a nice session of meditation and everything seems perfect. It's beautifully quiet. The temperature's good, your body's feeling comfortable, and your phone's on silent. You begin to focus on your breath, and you hear a buzzing. It's a fly bumbling its way around the window, doing its random aerial acrobatics as it tries to find a way through the magic force field between the room it's in and the outside world. You try to let it go and focus on becoming one with the universe, interbeing the theme for this year, but your mind keeps going back to that buzzing fly. Why won't it leave? Why does there have to be a fly here when I'm trying to meditate? You try to go back to your practice, but you struggle to focus your awareness. In the end, you go chasing after the fly, trying to shepherd it out the window, waving your arms like you're conducting an orchestra to a Radiohead song. I've talked recently about practicing in an imperfect environment in episode 224. But what I haven't talked about ever on the podcast, as far as I'm aware, is aversion. Given my memory, I could be completely wrong on that, but this is really rare. As regular listeners know, I tend to recover topics from different angles, but there's only so many topics to talk about in mindfulness, so to cover something new is a real pleasure. Maybe I've been unconsciously averse to it. Anyway, aversion is one of the five hindrances in Buddhism. You might think of them as the traffic cones blocking the exit ramp to enlightenment. The five are attachment, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, and doubt. They are the Lego pieces on your spiritual carpet, and it's very easy to step on them. Attachment, we've talked about at length in a podcast. It was actually the theme for a previous year, but aversion is the other side of its coin. It feels very human and normal to react negatively to an experience. When I was in a cafe in Lima, they had something called a Barca Burger, which was chicken, cream, and strawberry jam. This was back whenever I ate meat. And I thought I'd try it for a laugh. Maybe it was like one of those things like bacon ice cream that sounds terrible until you try them. So I gave it a go, and it was disgusting. It was absolutely awful, and I couldn't finish it. And it feels like we're hardwired to like some things and dislike other things, dislike some experiences, even dislike some people. The problem is that aversion detaches us from reality. When we're in union with reality, we accept it for what it is without putting our own spin on it. When we judge reality, we're saying that things shouldn't be as they are and we don't like it. And that's not to say that we can't change reality through our actions. For example, if we see someone who's suffering, we want to help them. But aversion to reality can actually prevent this. It can mean that we can turn away from the suffering of others because it's too unpleasant for us to see. And we can harm ourselves through aversion, of course. If we have an aversion to studying or a project in work, then we can procrastinate and make our lives more stressful. If we have an aversion to cleaning our house or other chores, then clutter begins to build, which is bad for our mental health. If it's cold or wet outside, then I find myself starting to come up with excuses to not go for a run, even though running is really important for my well-being. If our aversions cluster together, then we can start to see today, all of today, as just a bad day, and everything we experience goes through that lens. We write the whole thing off and just grind through it, not taking any joy. Sometimes you just wake up in a mood and are averse to everything, like in the Limp Bizkit song Break Stuff. I bet you never thought you'd hear a Limp Bizkit song referenced in a mindfulness podcast, but here we are. I used to listen to them whenever I was younger, but it captures what it's like to start off the day with aversion. It's just one of those days. Like a mirror image of attachment, if we're averse to reality, it can cause us to suffer. So what can we do to reduce our aversion, apart from selling off our Best of Limp Bizkit album? Well, we know what to do with difficult feelings from previous episodes, so we notice the aversion rising, we can smile to our aversion, we can accept our aversion without judgment. We don't say, I shouldn't be feeling so negatively towards cleaning the house, I should just get it done. No, we just accept the aversion that we're feeling, and we sit with it until it passes, until it dissipates. Because aversion isn't permanent, it only lasts for so long, and if we accept it and listen to it rather than resisting it, it will pass more quickly. And once we've recognized and accepted our aversion, waited for it to pass, the next important thing is to immediately address the avoidance that it created. It might be that we have a task to do that we're putting off, or we've avoided a difficult conversation with someone we care about. There's a huge power in taking the first step. The second step is easier than the first, the third step is easier than the second, and so on. Taking that first step towards what we're avoiding takes away the power it has over us. And we can also reframe the language that we use to describe things that we're averse to. That chicken cream and jam sandwich could be described as a disgusting culinary abomination. Or maybe it's just not to my taste. Clearly, some people in Lima like it or it wouldn't be on the menu. We can find a more neutral way to describe what you have an aversion to that doesn't attach judgment, that accepts it for what it is. It is a chicken, cream, and jam sandwich. Not what I would choose to put together, but it exists. And finally, it's really worth exploring the roots of aversion. Reluctance to eat a chicken, cream, and jam sandwich probably doesn't require a psychology PhD. But a lot of the more common or garden variety aversions that we experience have their roots in our childhood. When we sense an aversion rising, we can sit with it, we can look deeply into it, and see where in our past our hostility to a particular situation came from. And so the next time we're trying to sit and a fly is buzzing around, we can smile to the fly, we can smile to the buzzing, we can smile to the interruption, and even smile to our aversion. Because if we can accept and let go of our aversion, we are putting ourselves on the path of happiness and liberation. So let's do that now with a guided meditation. I invite you to take a moment before we begin to call forward something that you've got an aversion to, something that is an obstacle to your happiness, and we're going to picture that as we meditate. So I'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start as we always do by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body. Noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And then shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be an aversion towards something that you're experiencing at the moment. Maybe some back pain or a noise. Or it could be a happy thought about the past. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And as the storm whips outside, which you might be able to hear, we're going to bring our awareness finally to the breath. Noticing that column of air between the nose and the diaphragm. Noticing how our in-breath feels cooler. Noticing how our out-breath feels warmer. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. In, out. Breathing in, my breath grows deep. Breathing out, my breath goes slow. Deep, slow. Breathing in, I see my aversion. Breathing out, I smile to my aversion. Seeing aversion, smiling. Breathing in, I accept my aversion. Breathing out, I laugh with my aversion. Accepting, laughing. breathing in. I am determined to experience reality directly without judgment. Breathing out, I let go of my aversions. Experiencing reality, letting go. Breathing in, I see myself in my object of aversion. Breathing out, I see the object of aversion in me. Myself and the object in me. Breathing in, I establish myself in the present moment. Breathing out, I realize it is a wonderful moment. Present moment, wonderful moment. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, hopefully you didn't have an aversion to the storm outside. Let's just check in as we always do with our body, noticing any areas of discomfort, any areas of relaxation, and stretching if we need to. Noticing any changes in our mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your week. And finally, opening our eyes and returning our awareness to the room that we're in. And just before we finish, the mindfulness homework for this week. So starting to notice when aversion is rising. So we might say internally things like, oh, I hate that, or I don't like this. Noticing when we're avoiding things or people. And then making a list of the things that we have an aversion to, mapping those out. And then practicing today's guided meditation each day this week. And you might choose to pick a different aversion that you've got in order to allow yourself to let it go. And don't forget to listen to my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. It would really help to spread the word if you could listen, share, leave a review. I hope to see you over there. And may you be happy. May you be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil, and I'll see you next time.